out here on the Public Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad you could join us today. 1-800-313-9443. We'll get you on the air on the program today for the rest and the final hour of this show. And my website is theglobalreality.com. I wanted to encourage you to check out a fine sponsor of the Republic Broadcasting Network. HempUSA.org is a sponsor of Republic Broadcasting and a maker of fine hemp products. Tom James from HempUSA is a great person. I use his products. In fact, I'm using one of his products now. The hemp powder is a great protein drink. I mix it with apple juice, and it's just one of the most amazing products I've ever used. 100% certified, THC-free, and imported from Canada. Please check out HempUSA.org. They're a great sponsor. I can't say enough good things about their products. You know, one interesting thing here, and I talked about this on my weekday show yesterday that I do. And you know, it's interesting to look back at all the news this week and all the stuff and all this climate that we're moving into. You know, because one of the aspects of my research as well is into the secret societies and Freemasonry, all the different things of that nature, which is something that, you know, with all the news that's going on, sometimes there isn't time a lot to talk about that. I do spend time talking about it on my weekday show. I had David Icke as a guest a couple of weeks ago, and we got into quite a bit of this stuff. But something very interesting to me is a letter that Albert Pike wrote in 1871. And apparently, you know, Albert Pike was a Confederate general. He was a 33rd degree Freemason. The founder of not only the Ku Klux Klan, but he was also, into Kabbalistic magic and all sorts of things. And according to Albert Pike, he received a vision, and he channeled some sort of knowledge from someplace through some sort of Freemasonic ritual. Again, whether or not you and I believe in this stuff or not is really not the point. The fact is, these people believe in it, and they take great care to hide the knowledge from you. I mean, when I've done extensive research into Freemasonry, and I've read Morals and Dogma, I've read a lot of the publications, and one of the things that's very interesting that you find when researching these secret societies is this secret knowledge that has been passed through that really originated from Sumeria and the Sumerian civilization has been passed down to the elites in the upper echelons of power throughout history. And it all stems from this group and this bloodline, one of the called the Merovingian bloodline. And that was another interesting thing, is how many people in that group I was talking about before the break, the Council for National Policy, how many people in that group are of this Merovingian bloodline. And you look into the Merovingian bloodline and all the different religions that have been created throughout the years as a method of control for the populations have been started by someone that is a member of this Merovingian bloodline. Charles Taze Russell, the Watchtower Society, the Jehovah's Witness, Merovingian bloodline. You had Joseph Smith and Brigham Young, who started Mormonism essentially as a front to be able to still perform Masonic rituals after the Morgan Affair, when there was a real big anti-Masonic movement going on in this country. And they were also Merovingian bloodline. So all these people throughout history. You can even go back to the Egyptian civilization where, you know, the elites of Egypt told the people that the sun was God while they worshipped a completely different one. But we'll get more into that on the other side of the break. This is The Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-7777. 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Glad you all could be with us for the program here in the second hour, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join us for the duration of the program, you can also check out my website at theglobalreality.com. If you miss any of the programs, we have a podcast up there, and you can listen to those shows for free if you miss any of the programs, as well as the archives at republicbroadcasting.org. Make sure you check out that website and support our fine sponsors that keep us on the air year in and year out here on Republic Broadcasting. And before the break, I was just discussing the different information, because Albert Pike wrote this very interesting letter in 1871. And let me tell you a little bit about this letter. This is what he put in the letter, and he said, apparently he channeled this information from somewhere or received a vision. I don't know. I'll leave that up to you to decide. But let me tell you, if this sounds pretty interesting for someone to have had this kind of information, especially with the terminology used in this, in 1871. The First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia and making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergence is caused by the agentur, or agents of the Illuminati, between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments and in order to weaken the religions. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so Nazism is destroyed and that political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel and Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must be strong enough in order to balance Christendom, which would be then restrained and held in check until a time when we would need it for the social cataclysm. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agents of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provide a formidable social cataclysm which, in all obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity whose deistic spirits will form that moment to be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration. Will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, you tell me how someone in 1871 would be able to have that much exact knowledge with that terminology, ladies and gentlemen, way back then. And you look into Albert Pike, and you look into the stuff that he did, read his writings. I mean, from what I've heard, even the Confederate soldiers were scared of this guy. They wouldn't, they wouldn't even be around him. He just freaked them out. He was an intimidating character. He did all sorts of crazy rituals. He also was wanted by President Lincoln for war crimes, which was actually, that was actually against the law. And he was wanted for war crimes, so he fled to Canada to hide and sent one of his Masonic agents, John Wilkes Booth. At least that's what they called him. We know that that wasn't his real name, but he sent John Wilkes Booth to assassinate Lincoln and hid out in Canada until the deed was done, and then came back and spent the rest of his life here and died here in the United States. And he actually wanted to be cremated, but they buried him, and then they dug Albert Pike up, and his body now lies in the Temple of the 33rd. In the Freemasonic Lodge in Washington, D.C. Pretty wild. But again, just to think about the foreknowledge in those statements is pretty stunning. And I was talking about earlier about Project Bluebeam. The caller called in and wanted to get some information about it. And again, one of the things that they state, before they would get ready to roll this out is just the mass amounts of UFO sightings that people would start seeing around the world. And you couple that with a few insiders. Whether they're hoaxes or not, I don't know, but a few insiders came out last year and said that they were getting to roll out some sort of false flag alien attack, which goes right hand in hand with Project Bluebeam as a pretext to get the countries of the world to use their first right nuclear capabilities in order to be disarmed. And that's also coupled with what Dr. Wernher von Braun, the ex-head of the Nazi space program we brought over after World War II during Project Paperclip to head up NASA, and he told his secretary that first the threat would be communism, then it would be Islamic terrorism, and then when that didn't work and convinced the public to buy into the New World Order, then it would be a threat of alien invaders, and all of it would be a lie. And so last week we talked about this this spy satellite that they're saying now could crash to Earth, and then they came out again this week, and NORTHCOM, U.S. Northern Command, now has stated it could hit the U.S., Let me tell you something. What they don't tell you about these satellites is that they're nuclear powered. And if these have the fallout from these, from one of these coming to the atmosphere, is absolutely, just detrimental. And the health effects are just absolutely stunning. And what they can do, there's like multiple atomic bombs going off. See, the thing is, these top secret spy satellites have fallen to Earth before, but they have response teams that go out and pick these things up, and they don't generally tell the populations when something like this is going to crash. So as soon as they start offering up this information and offering up you, information that you didn't ask for, it's very suspicious. And that's what this looks like to me. I mean, look, I think they're getting ready to test this technology again, and that's what they're using this spy satellite falling to Earth as a pretext for. The climate is right for this. And again, people just aren't buying the lie anymore, and they're going to have to engineer something big. Well, let's go to the phone lines. John in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm better. My voice was a little messed up last week when I called you. It's getting a little bit better. You get quite a few Johns from Tennessee calling, don't you?
I got quite a few, man. It's all right.
you call me Yokanon. We'll just go with Yokanon from now on. That way I set myself apart. I'd asked you a question last week. I gave you an assignment. You said you was going to let us all know this week. I asked you, what would you think would be the outcome of the White House being destroyed? Do you remember that question?
I do remember that question.
Yeah, did you think on any on that, or
Well, I can't promise you that I've got the answer that you want, John. I just don't know. It's kind of hard, but I'll give you my take. I would say worldwide turmoil. I would say complete upheaval, anarchy, total chaos. I would say that people not knowing what to do, where to turn to. I don't know. That's really as far as I can really think about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you compress it a little bit, more like in America, you could see a lot of agendas that are on the table now. How quickly they would, let's take like the Real ID Act or something like that, or you could throw in 50 other things. You know, a lot of local stuff, it would just pass like a flash. You know, I mean, it would just be, oh yes, we'll do whatever they want. Remember 9/11? I mean, everybody was ready to everybody was toting their flags around, and the gas pumps were full, and the bread, you couldn't find it. It was like a snowstorm was coming. There was no bread on the shelf. There's a lot of things that could happen. But anyway, I just wanted to call and see what you thought about it.
All right, John, I appreciate the call, brother.
You have a good day.
All right, man, you take care of yourself. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'd agree with that. That's definitely what, that was, that was part of the plan. We know that that Flight 93 that went down in Shanksville, we know that the intended target for that plane was the White House, and that was what they were trying to do, was to decapitate the government and send us into full-blown martial law where they could lock us down. And so they weren't able to achieve that goal because it was, they screwed up. It was run sloppily, so they didn't, they weren't able to achieve that. But they've done it incrementally since then, and that's what they're moving towards now. You've got, you've got these thought crimes bills. You've got Patriot Act 1 and 2. You've got all these different draconian legislation they're bringing down on us. And folks, you think it's bad now. I mean, you think it's bad now. Wait till that war hawk Hillary gets in there. I mean, the stuff that's going on, I mean, look at England. Look at the police state nightmare, socialist nightmare they live in over there. And when you take a good look at that and you realize what those people in England willfully gave up, because they willfully gave up their freedoms, ladies and gentlemen, they didn't stand up and fight for them. And that's what we're trying to avoid here in our country, is we're trying to avoid the people willfully giving up their rights and willfully submitting to tyranny. And that's what, things like socialized medicine, which they have over in England now, which they came out last week and said, if you're overweight or you smoke or if you're old, now they can deny you health care in England under their socialized health care plan. And you think that Hillary Clinton doesn't want to bring that to this country? You got another thing coming. That's what's coming here. Where once you submit fealty to the state and you give all your medical care to the state and you have the government take care of you from cradle to grave, they at any point have a right to say, well, guess what? You're not healthy. You smoke or you're this. You're dying. So what? And that ties in right with the eugenics plan and the depopulation program, folks. And that's what these people want to achieve. And so there's no better reason for you to get out and start telling people why they absolutely cannot allow Hillary Clinton to be in office. That is, that's the bottom line. And I see this article that came across today from Newsday.com, biometric data collected at Heathrow. London's Heathrow Airport introduced a new security system for some of its passengers Friday, requiring them to undergo iris scans and be fingerprinted before boarding their flights. The biometric data will be taken at Heathrow's Terminal 1, which has separate domestic and international lounges. And so that's going to come in here, folks. This socialist nightmare is on its way here. Let's take a break, come back, get into more information here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Josh Reeves. Stay with us.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Second hour of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad you guys could join us. 1-800-313-9443 is the number if you'd like to get in on the program. Before the break, I was just discussing, just what's coming down the pipe. I mean, look at England as an example. I mean, more security cameras and everywhere. They live in a total police state surveillance grid with the people really just, you know, apathetic to the whole situation. You've got them living under tyranny, under the crown. You've got, all this stuff. So what you see happening, especially, with their socialized medicine that they have there, and then wanting to restrict health care to just about anyone for whatever reason they want and allow them to die for whatever reason they say is justified, then, it's amazing to me to see, again, what these people are doing. What you see coming down the pipe in England is what's going to be coming here once Hillary Clinton gets into office. Look, they're collecting biometric data, iris scans and fingerprints now at Heathrow Airport. And what is it done under? It's done under the guise of this phony terrorism, when in reality it doesn't have anything to do with this terrorism or keeping you safe. It's about tracking and tracing you everywhere you go. And that's what these people want to continue to do. That's what it's about. And that's what it's going to continue to be about. But here we have Davey in Texas back with us on the line. So, Davey, go ahead.
Got a quick question for you.
Sure.
Do you have a copy of Mackey's Encyclopedia of Freemasonry?
No, I don't, but I think I have a PDF of it somewhere.
I've got a, I think this is a 1921 edition. Anyway, on the page 134, the definition of captivity, it talks about the It says, the Jews reckon their national captivities as four, the Babylonian, the Median, the Grecian, and the Roman. And it goes on for about a page or so. And it says, the rightful heir being called the head of the captivity, and then it has a notation for a footnote, and it says, so says the Talmud. But Smith, Dictionary of the Bible, affirms that the assertion is unsupported by proof. The Masonic legends conform to the Talmudic statement.
Well, I know that's exactly right, because the Talmud and all the Masonic texts and all that, the information on either the secret knowledge being used to either empower humanity or enslave them comes back from that area of the world where ancient Babylon was. It was the Sumerian civilization first, then it was Babylon. And on my weekday show this week, I read some information pertaining to that part of the world from the Library of Congress. And what I'll do is, Davey, is later on today I'll post that up on my website at theglobalreality.com so you can read that, because it's very interesting. When you read it, it really is the blueprint. Everything that was going on in that small section of the world, in that cradle of civilization there where Babylon was, is exactly what's going on today on a larger scale. They formulated all the religion as a control method, the forms of government, how to work a society, and it all goes back to that area of the world, and it's all about control, and with the elites having their own version of what religion is and telling the serfs and the slaves a completely different version as a pretext to be able to control them. And you see that throughout civilizations, and it's funny, it all comes from these same people that are from the same exact bloodline.
Have you ever studied much on the temple veil that was rent from top to bottom?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever been up to the sixth floor in the school book depository?
Oh, absolutely. I live here in Dallas, so I've been over.
Have you ever looked out the window there?
No, they have it blocked off.
Well, if you ever get a chance to go up there again, unblock it and look out the window, and you see exactly what you're looking at directly down there is the reflecting pool.
Right.
Do you know who the two biggest parties of interest are in Dallas, Texas?
Who's that?
The Federal Reserve and the Masonic Lodge. In other words, if there was a high crime to be committed at high noon in broad daylight, with cameras rolling, who would be the two biggest parties of interest?
Well, I know that there in Dealey Plaza, before it was Dealey Plaza, that was actually the site of the first ever Masonic Lodge in the whole state of Texas. And it's shaped like the street pattern is shaped like a pyramid. You have it capped off with the Trinity, being the Trinity River above it. And, you have the reflecting pool, but you also have the Masonic Egyptian obelisk there, which goes back to Egypt and represents the member of Osiris. And it also has the eternal flame on top. And what the eternal flame represents is the fire burning through the perceived reality and the true reality. And that's also what the reflecting pool is. They always put one of these Masonic obelisks in front of a reflecting pool because what they represent is as above, so below. As in the macrocosm, so are the microcosm. And what it represents is you being able to see the tangible, real reality that you can put your hands on, and also the reflection of the intangible reality. And what they believe is that both are as real as the other one, but you can only really perceive one. And then, it's a big, big fat joke that they put the eternal flame on
John
Kennedy's, right, exactly. Yeah. And you also, and all that stuff also goes back again. It goes back to that same part of the world, Sumeria.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to point out one other letter back there you might read. That's a letter from Obadiah. And then read Matthew 13.
All right, thank you, Davey. I'll look into it. I appreciate it. I'm going to take a break, come back, get into more information. This is The Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, my name is Josh Reeves. Glad you guys could be with us for the program. Before the break, I was talking to Davey in Texas and discussing some of the different meanings behind some of the different Masonic iconography. And I will get back into that because there's some more points I want to make from some of the stuff that Davey brought up. But I hear we have a call, so let's go to the phone line. John in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Josh. Can you hear me?
Hear you just fine, brother. Go ahead.
Just came in the middle of your show, so I may be a little off subject. A couple of weeks ago, I called you regarding something I'd found about the chemtrails, the compound, the SF6.
I did an extensive amount of research on that, John, and I got an article out, and it actually got picked up by quite a few websites. You can go to my website, theglobalreality.com, or you can just type into a search engine. You can go to a search engine, you can just type "global warming engineered by chemtrails." And into a search engine, and you'll find that article there. I found some pretty interesting stuff about that, John. But why don't you go ahead and give me your point, and I'll tell you what I found.
Well, I was just going to. You had said after the show to email you, and I'm not really sort of very computer literate. I can surf the web, but as regards emailing and stuff, I really haven't got it down. But I did email you using somebody else's computer.
Yes, I got that.
I was down in Chile. And there was no chemtrails down there, nothing. I was down there for 3 weeks.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, I mean, there are parts of the world, China doesn't have any chemtrail activity as well. But, John, pretty interesting what I found when I started looking at that sulfur hexafluoride. That's what FF6 is. It's called sulfur hexafluoride, and what I found out is it's the most toxic greenhouse gas listed by any environmental agencies anywhere. And so immediately what I started thinking about when I found that out was the fact that, oh, my goodness, you know, they're spraying this stuff into the atmosphere to engineer global warming.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's worth contacting environmental departments at local levels?
Here's my personal opinion on that. I say yes, always. I think as many phone calls as we can get to these organizations, the better. And I'll tell you why. And that's because every time that somebody makes a phone call, John, that sends a clear message to these people that we're waking up to this. And right. The more they get, the more pressure it's going to put on them to admit to this stuff. Well, look, the information I found from, like, the Department of Energy admits to spraying sulfur hexafluoride into the atmosphere. And not only that, John, I started looking into all these different corporations, Ford Motor Company, the Dunn Edwards Paint Corporation, Kodak, DuPont, etc., all these different organizations. And the one tie that binds them all together is the fact that they all produce mass amounts of sulfur hexafluoride uh-huh. on a yearly basis. And there's a website called NARSTO.org, NARSTO.org, and this is a joint atmospheric spraying operation between Canada, North America, and Mexico, and where they're spraying sulfur hexafluoride. And guess who is sponsoring this program, John?
I couldn't guess at this stage.
All the energy companies and all the corporations that on a yearly basis produce mass amounts of sulfur hexafluoride by virtue of their corporate activities.
So they're planning to, if the Earth to warm up faster, then charge us this carbon footprint tax on a global level. And maybe they have some way 20 years down the road to reverse it after they've taken all the money. We don't know.
Well, absolutely. Essentially what I've seen and the stuff that I've looked at of what they're doing right now, and really has to do with also, you know, depopulating the planet, but also what I think it is, it also goes hand in hand with what they do when they torture someone. You know, they have these torture techniques where they're able to, bring someone just to the brink of death, and right when they're at the brink of death, they shock them back to life, and they bring them back to life. Well, that's what I think, in essence, John, they're doing to the planet right now. They're bringing the planet down right to the brink of death, mm-hmm. and once they get their agendas achieved and they get their depopulation plan and everything else, then they're going to shock the planet back to life, and
right,
then basically they'll rule over it the way they want to. I mean, look at the seed bank they've got in the Arctic, where they're taking all the heirloom seeds and taking them to the Arctic. They know something's coming down the pipe you and I don't know about.
Right, and they're dumping iron into the ocean in big tanker fulls as well all over the planet. That's been going on.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely just insanity. And the only reason they would be doing such a thing like that is because they know whatever's coming down the pipe. And, again, there's plenty of speculation as to what that is. A lot of people think something's coming in 2012, but whatever is coming down the pipe, John, it is because they know something we don't know, and they know it's not matter whenever it does happen.
Well, I've always heard the technology that we have is always 50 years at least behind what the powers that be have had. I mean, the shuttle they use today that goes up is like an antique compared to what the military probably uses at a private level that we never see on video.
Oh, absolutely. Things like the Aurora spy plane, things of that nature that we never see. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the CIA has had the little tricorder things like the iPhones since the 1970s. I mean, it's,
right,
you know, whatever they're admitting to is light years ahead of that. And, it's just when I started looking, I got to thank you, John, because you really, to me, if you hadn't called in and gave me that information about SF6, I mean, you really put the research that I did based on what the information you gave me. I really think we were one step closer to really figuring this out, because when you look at all the other reasons for chemtrail spraying, depopulation, making people sick, any of that stuff really falls hand in hand with that, because really that's just an after effect of what the main reason behind this chemtrail spraying really is.
Right, right. I had one other question for you now.
Sure.
A friend of mine has a radio show on an FM station up here. He'd like to get you on the radio show. He does it Tuesday evenings, 8 is Eastern time, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. He'd probably put you on around 8:30. Is your phone number on your website?
No, but the best way to get a hold of me is just the email address that you emailed me from your friend's computer at, globalrealityshow@gmail.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me, and then we can set something up like that, because I do my program during the week. But I do that from 1 to 4 Central. So I would definitely be interested in that. That's on the TruthNet Radio Network.
TruthNet Radio. I don't think I get that. Okay, I'm on the satellite here.
Yeah, all the it's on the internet. If you can catch on the internet, we're not on the satellite there. But you can go to my website, theglobalreality.com, and all the information is there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, John, appreciate your call. Oh, go ahead. What? All right, he's dropped. All right. Go ahead, John. All right, he's gone. All right. Well, thanks for your call, John. I appreciate that. Yeah, there's definitely there's just so much going on. Again, the technology is really the scariest thing right now. You know, we were talking about earlier. I'm going to go back to something real quick. You know, what Davey in Texas was talking about with the Masonic symbolism in Dealey Plaza. I live in Dallas. I've spent a lot of time there. I've done a lot of studying of that type of thing. And, you know, again, he was talking about all these different things used for control. When you look at all these different symbologies, you know, especially, you know, things like the Eternal Flame, the Masonic Obelisk, you see this stuff put everywhere. And it's like a calling card. You know, if you read Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike, he talks about how the symbology is, well, to the profane, which is you and I who were not initiated into the secret societies, it appears to be one thing. But to the person that really knows the secrets and knows what the hidden knowledge is, the symbolism appears to be something completely different to them. And all this knowledge and all this stuff goes back to the ancient civilization of Sumeria and Babylon. And that's what, I mean, you know, you have the Eternal Flame there on the Masonic Obelisk in Dealey Plaza. You have it on Kennedy's grave. We have a statue in New York City holding an Eternal Flame. And, you know, we have the Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. And that's what the Statue of Liberty is Columbia, which is Queen Sumeramis from the Sumerian civilization. And that's why you have the Masonic street pattern of Washington, D.C. You know, you have all these different representations. Any of these groups you want to talk about, the bottom line is that you can talk about, you know, people want to talk about Jesuits. People want to talk about this group. People want to talk about all these different groups. Oh, the Jesuits run everything. Oh, the Zionists run everything. Oh, the Freemasons run everything. Look. And this is 100% conclusive. I've been doing years of research on this. When you go back and you look into any of these groups, it all comes down to one thing. They all worship Baal, which is this representation of, you know, sometimes it's represented by the owl, like you have at Bohemian Grove. It's basically represented by different things and different incarnations throughout different ages. And that's essentially what we're moving into with the year 2012. We're moving into a different age to where either a different level of understanding. No one really knows. But it always does coincide with these different messiah type of happenings, and this stuff's been happening all over the world. And that's where the secret knowledge goes back to. No one knows where it came from originally, although it did originate from Sumeria, but that's what these secret groups are hiding. They have the ability to be able to either empower humanity or enslave them. And if you read Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma, that's what they say. There's no indication in Morals and Dogma as to what the secret knowledge is supposed to be used for. They don't indicate whether it's supposed to be used for good, and they don't indicate whether or not it's supposed to be used for bad. They simply say, this is the information. It can be used either way. And whose hands it lies in is really just determined by who rules and who actually gets in power. And that's really what we're up against. If we at some point can get this secret information back in the hands of free humanity, we can unenslave the people of the world and take back this world and make it what it's supposed to be. And that's the whole point. You know, so I just wanted to touch on that because Davey brought it up. You know, we were talking about with John and Kinetic, we were talking about the sulfur hexafluoride and just this, you know, continued effort to, you know, get people to buy global warming and get us to submit to a global carbon tax. You had England come out, I think yesterday, I think I covered that yesterday, talking about now they have somebody that's trying to get a $25 a day fee for SUVs in England for the carbon footprint. And here's an article from ABC News from Bill Clinton says, we have to slow down the economy to fight global warming. So according to former President Bill Clinton now, the economic slowdown going on in the United States and worldwide is good, and we need the economic slowdown to combat global warming. He really said this. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not jerking your chain. He really did say this. This is an ABC News article. Former President Bill Clinton was in Denver, Colorado, stumping for his wife. In a long and interesting speech, he characterized what the U.S. and other industrialized nations need to do to combat global warming this way. We just have to slow down our economy and cut back on greenhouse gas emissions because we have to save the planet for our grandchildren. I mean, this guy really, he really thinks that you buy this. You know, I mean, this is, again, this is what we're going to be living under. When Hillary comes, socialized medicine, global warming is real, you got to have a global carbon tax, you know, expansion of the war. I mean, there is really going to be something that they're going to have to do to get people to buy into Hillary Clinton. I mean, let me ask you something else. How in the heck did John McCain ever become the front runner? Have you ever met anybody who's a John McCain supporter? I sure haven't. I've never seen a John McCain shirt, a bumper sticker, anything. I've never seen any support for John McCain, and yet he's the front runner. You know, again, they give you this illusion of choice. You don't get a say in this country anymore, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a say in our leaders. They're chosen for us. They're predetermined, and that's it. You get a Warhawk candidate or a Warhawk candidate. You get to pick between those two, but you don't get to have the choice you want or the American people wants. Oh no, that's not going to happen because then we might be able to unenslave ourselves. Mike in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, formerly known as Virginia, I guess. have you mentioned the was it the Merrill Lynch guy that kind of covertly said that he recommended folks buy a cabin and corn and head for the hills?
Yeah, I did. I talked about that. First article I covered today, yeah, it was Barton
Isn't
Bridge.
Isn't Merrill Lynch one of those companies that was, along with United and American Airlines, that had all those put options put on it as a major tenant of the World Trade Center?
Yep, and that was actually right after 9/11, they went to trace back where the put options came from, and the media was all over it saying, okay, well, you know, we're definitely going to be able to find out who was behind this, because of the put options. And then when
it
they traced
back to some companies associated with ex-CIA directors, they sent the hard drives off to Germany, and nobody's ever heard anything.
He got Buzzy Cromgard. He got traced back to him at Merrill Lynch, and Buzzy Cromgard from the CIA, head director of the CIA, was running the whole operation, yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's areas of the country all over the place. You're talking about Dealey Plaza and the streets around Washington, D.C., and the obelisks. People probably start looking around. They'll find those obelisks at key places all over their own neighborhoods, and they just went past them without a second thought. I know where one is right now. I think it's I'm trying to calculate exactly how tall it is. I think it's 888 inches, and right in the smack dab middle of it, on the south facing side, the corners of it are aligned to the compass, with the north corner facing north, and on the southeast side it has a esoteric number 13 right in the middle section of the thing, in the natural marble.
Real nice. Yeah, that's the thing is, the one in Dealey Plaza, a lot of people don't know, they think it was put there after the Kennedy assassination, when in reality it was there long before the Kennedy assassination, but you always see these Masonic obelisk in areas of death. We have one in Texas in Houston.
Marble, and it's covered in slabs, but it's similar to the one they put a short one in Knoxville with the bunch of the names of the 9/11 dead on it down in Knoxville. Mayor Ash, who was the member between John Kerry and George W. Bush, he was the mayor of Knoxville at the time. And he was a member of Skull and Bones that Kerry initiated, and then in turn Ash initiated George W.
Yeah, that one in Tennessee is one of the most occultic things I've ever seen
in
my life.
It's seated on eight wedges. A lot of these are seated on wedges. They're on a circle with eight wedges underneath of them, and I think that's also true of the Washington Monument. But
yeah, the Washington Monument is it's full length. You know, it's anchored underground. A lot of people know that it's anchored underground. And it's full length, including the concrete anchor below it, is 666 feet.
Well, nice. It's 500, and yeah. I always thought it was kind of interesting if you look in the books that talk about Washington, D.C., that there's some women's societies over the years that put those out. they, I think, in order to claim how accurate they can measure stuff, they always say it's 555 feet and 1/4 inch.
Right, and then supposedly
that's
100.
As far as the height above ground, I guess.
Yeah, and 116 feet below ground or something like that, bringing the full length to 666 feet.
And nobody's allowed to go down in the bottom part, I guess.
No, no.
One thing I've found out about Washington, D.C. is that slave statue on the top of the Capitol building. No statue is allowed to be higher than it.
Yep, that's right, because they don't want to get in the way of Queen Semiramis, the Queen of Columbia there. Hey, I appreciate your call. I got to move on. This is the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Moving to the final segment after the break. My name is Josh Reeves. Stay with us.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Final segment of the show here for this Saturday edition of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you guys could join us for the program. Check out my website at theglobalreality.com. You can also email me at globalrealityshow@gmail.com. Final caller of the program, Mark in Wisconsin. You are the tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hello, Josh. How are you?
Good, Mark. How are you, bro?
Good, good. I just wanted to make you aware of on Bilderberg
/group.com. They actually have a book out now. It costs $985, and it's a blueprint for 2008 to 2011. It's called Financial Consequence of Peak Oil and the Collapse of the Global Economy. If anybody's got that on PDF, we should get that in the hands of all the hosts that we can. It's got one chapter called The Peak. Second chapter is natural gas. Third is alternative energy. Fourth, it says just China, and then it says how China is winning the oil race, the new colonial power, neighbors, theirs and ours, China and the dollar. Chapter 5 is war with Iran is on. That's what it says for Chapter 5. Chapter 6, it says global economic collapse, and it says under the collapse it lists economics of empire, the U.S. home bubble, keeping the Bush government afloat, gold, subprime crisis, deflation and inflation, stagflation, market crash, global recession, financial collapse, bankruptcy, credit crunch, crude oil market losses, Fed, bear market, and commodities. So it sounds like they're mapping this out, and they're making the information available right now to their cronies and anyone who wishes to peel off $985. I'd be willing to put up $100 if someone else wants to go in on getting this book, although I hate putting money in their pocket, but it looks like they're putting the blueprint out for everyone to see.
Oh, my goodness. You know, the implications of that, Mark, to me, that really strikes me, the first thing is the fact you have Queen Beatrix and her I think this was her husband or her father, Prince Bernard, who actually was the founding member of the Bilderberg Group, and you've got her sitting one of the people sitting at the head of the table, you know, and Queen Beatrix and Dutch Royal Shell are the people that actually created peak oil. And the documents that got released from the BBC in 1997 for saying, you know, hey, we're going to create this thing called peak oil to create artificial scarcity. So that dovetailing right with, you know, the first chapter, as you said, being about peak oil is absolutely startling. And that right there to me would be an indicator that's for real.
Right, right. And it like I said, it says 2008 to 2011. So I'm sure it's a blueprint. And they're making this information. I can't believe they've got it. They're selling the book on the internet, but there it is.
And what did you say the website address was again?
It's called Bilderberg/group.com/.
.com. All right. Well, I'll look into it, and I'll definitely let you know. Yeah, we need to see if we got to try to get our hands on this thing.
Yeah, we've got to get a copy of that. If anyone's out there and they've got a PDF of it, otherwise, we're going to have to get a pool together because we can't allow this information to escape us.
No, we can't. Folks, that's all the time we've got for today. Mark, I appreciate your call. My name is Josh Reeves. This program runs 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to thank you all for joining us, all our micro FM broadcasters. I love each and every one of you. You guys have a great day. We'll see you back here next week. Take care.